The stories over the last few days have zeroed in on the governor's campaign staff urging him in 2011 to steer big donors to sending their money to the conservative Wisconsin Club for Growth, or that a special prosecutor in the so-called John Doe 2 investigation alleges that Walker campaign aides illegally coordinated with two independent Republican groups. The governor this week called the whole thing a political witch hunt.
The witch hunt is, even in the media, President Obama did the same thing within the last month. His cabinet's being encouraged to do the same thing. I don't hear any hype and hysteria about that, and yet I think you've got a combination of folks in the district attorney's office here in Milwaukee County, a partisan office, that have for some time been selectively leaking information and putting things in the document.
Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm has denied any partisan motivations. Others note that Republican DAs have also been part of John Doe 2, and that Special Prosecutor Francis Schmitz is a Republican. The nonprofit Reporters Committee for the Freedom of the Press has been pushing to see more of the John Doe documents. The committee's legal defense director, Greg Leslie.
Any continued sealing of particular documents starts to look like secrecy for some reason, and we haven't seen a good reason to justify that sealing yet.
Leslie says some critics contended the committee was supporting Republicans when the committee began by asking around as to who was conducting secret investigations. More arguments over whether to release more Doe documents are expected in a federal appeals court soon. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.